Then, on June 8th, 1938, we stood there as the main synagogue in Herzog Max Straße was demolished. That was bad. An experience you simply can't forget. The evening or a few days before, there had been a big conference of rabbis. The last rabbis in Germany. There were a good many in the Israelite community rooms in Munich under the chairmanship of Dr. Leo Beck. The Israelite community was told more or less overnight that the synagogue was to be torn down. There's a legend, it may or may not be true, that Hitler came down Prinzregentenstraße and drove past the synagogue asking, "What's that building there?" "That's the Jewish synagogue, my Führer." According to the legend, it may or may not be true, Hitler simply said, "Tear it down." Just like that. A magnificent synagogue. The community was allowed to rescue the Torah rolls. The construction firm Leonard Moll received 100,000 Reichsmarks for the demolition. On June 7th, a final service was held there. The cantor Emanuel Kirschner had a God-given voice. He lived round the corner from us in Kunigundenstraße. It was a privilege to visit him on Sabbath afternoons. It was something special to be invited. He sang the prayer of a suffering man when he gives up hope, Mole Rachamim. It still gives me goosebumps today when I think of it. He was already past 80 and sang one last time after a long period of retirement with, as he said, a broken heart. Something like that just knocks you over. You have to be made of stone for it not to. But what's the point? We've lost all that. I still see us all standing there, all the rabbis, and all of us too. It had evidently been announced that the synagogue was to be demolished. And then the wrecking ball swung. It made a squeaking, grating noise. We Jews stood there, tears in our eyes, while a crowd of onlookers jeered excitedly and clapped. Can you believe it?